Drew, if you want to come up here, but I'm just share my heart for just a moment here. Drew's going to bring a word about the love of the body of Christ, the love for one another. It's going to hopefully flow into what's coming for us next week. I just wanted to pause before he brings this word and share what I shared last night. We had an elders prayer meeting, and I spoke about just the big picture. Sometimes you kind of get lost in the day to day, and then sometimes you have to, you know, take a step back and you just say, "Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done." And we're in a season right now of just such sweet. I called it familial last night. I feel like I've never been this crazy about the church in my whole life, and I've been a lover of the church for a long time. But I just can't help loving you people, and I just want to be around you more. Our house church is just so sweet. I love spending time with the body of Christ. It's so many treasures, so much richness in each one. And so that's a gift from the Lord, the body of Christ, his hands and feet. It's a gift. And this started, for those of you who don't know, started out of Sam. Uncle Sam's here. Everybody say hi. Sam McVeigh, he's here. 2004, Equipped was really birthed here in El Dorado. Gone through multiple iterations, and I've been a son growing up in this house. And here we stand about two and a half years into this now. At the end of 2022, after kind of a 9-month birthing season here from the beginning of this year till now, but really started January of 2020. Kind of a new iteration, El Dorado Equipped. And the Lord is, and I said it last night, it's line upon line, little by little, and there's knitting together of hearts that happens here. And when that happens, when the knitting happens, healing happens. And what we've done is we've made covenant with each other. Broken people making covenant with broken people. And when that happens, there's certain cracks in each one of our personalities. There's certain fissures and weak spots and little triggers, and we'll just get set off, and certain things really just make us mad. They look that way, they smell that way, they text that way, they what, yada, yada, yada. And the Lord's healing that because he's making us holy. Church is not about us having a good time. Church is about making us like Christ and him being glorified in the midst. He's making his home here. And so because of that, there's this establishment that's happening. There's foundation that's being laid, and we're preaching the word here, and there's government that's being revealed here to us. And we have this moment at the beginning of the year with the establishment of a group of elders that are really called to pray regularly, to fast, to seek the Lord on behalf of each one of you by name. And the sense is that the Lord is continuing that as next season. And most of you know this and what's going on is there seems to be a push here in the spirit of an establishment of a recognition of deacons among us. Those who actually are doing the work of ministry in partnership with the elders here. And this, if you read Philippians, is a sign of a healthy, fruitful church. There's multiple different people already doing this that are called to this ministry. And there's just simply a public recognition of that. So before he preaches about the love of the saints, I want to say that because I want you guys to be praying in this season. We're seeking the Lord on this. We're seeking the Lord about who he is highlighting in this season that's called to this role, this office. And I want you all to be praying about that. So it seemed good to us to announce that today, to say, hey, pray about this in this upcoming season. Because this is a decision that the Holy Spirit is going to help us with together as a group. So, Lord, bless Drew, bless this word, bless this body. We pray just in the small part of the church that we are in El Dorado, the one church here, Lord, I pray that we would do our part, God. I pray that we would shine brightly, Lord, and they would know us by our love. I just thank you for these dear brothers and sisters, and I pray their hearts would be refreshed. I pray that they would be built up because of this word. Free us from distraction this morning, Lord. Divide soul and spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.